Tantor Audio presents Dad or Alive, Confessions of an Unexpected Stay-at-Home Dad by Adrian Culp. Narrated by Adrian Culp. Chapter 1. Forget about the game, we've got shit to do. Game 5. I've been a diehard baseball fan for as long as I can remember. My dad and I used to play catch every day during the summer when he got home from work. And on the rare occasion he knew he was going to be late, he tacked a piece of carpet up against the brick on the side of the house so I could practice my aim. He's a mason by trade, and I think he was always proud that we could use his brick handiwork as the backdrop to support me in honing my skills. Once he was home, he'd hit me pop-ups and grounders, complete with ad-libbed broadcast commentary and constructive criticism. "You gotta hustle on those, Adrian. While you were busy putting on lipstick and mascara, the runner just took two instead of holding him to a single," he said. I practiced every day and continued to play for a number of years. I started as an outfielder, and because I was left-handed, moved on to play first base. There was nothing better than the smell of freshly cut grass and a perfectly groomed infield. I loved baseball. I was from Philadelphia, and the Phillies were always my guys. My family lived and breathed the home team, and from an early age, they had me outfitted with a healthy stock of swag. Being any type of Philly sports fan took stamina and patience. The modern World Series was created in 1903, and it took us 77 years to win our first ring in 1980. It was the powerhouse team of Michael Jack Schmidt, Pete Rose, and Steve Carlton that had us gathered around the TV set every summer night. I could never pronounce our third baseman's nickname, and my family got a kick out of me jumping around the living room yelling, "Come on, Shitty! Come on, Shitty!" I was only 4 years old at the time, but like a devoted little slugger, I already had plenty of memorabilia.